Hello, my name is Dr. Stephen Myers, and today I want to talk about the Bible and archaeology. Now, there seems to be extremes on both sides here. There are those that say archaeology proves the Bible is true. On the other extreme, we have those who say archaeology proves the Bible false. Well, we can't have both of these views. But I think they're extremes. Archaeology cannot prove that the Bible is inspired by God. It may be able to show that there were certain cities that existed at certain times, or certain people. But it can't prove that the Bible is inspired by God. On the opposite extreme, there are some that reject all sorts of evidence of different things just to show and want the Bible to be false. Well, I think we need to come somewhere in the middle ground and reject the extremes views here. Now, let's take a look at some of the history. The early part of the 20th century is what I call the golden age of archaeology. They were all sorts of digs, and many went out trying to prove the Bible true. Trying to dig up information about the Bible to try to confirm it. One of the main archaeologists was William Albright. And he had a tremendous impact on archaeology, biblical archaeology. And there was others out there, and who followed him was right. And they wanted to dig up and see what information there was to confirm or deny the Bible. And there was amazing discoveries. Some, Sir Leonard Woolley, claimed he had discovered Noah's flood. And it is all with amazing discoveries. Sometimes they don't pan out. And most of the day do not think that layer was the flood, but another layer. But sometimes there are supposed amazing discoveries and they don't pan out at all. This past year or two, there's been supposed discovery of James, the brother of Jesus, ossuary. Now most think that it's a fake. There was a discovery of another tablet from Josiah, and most think that that is now a fake. So we have to be careful here that we don't jump to conclusions and claim amazing things, because extraordinary claims demand extraordinary evidences. Another example is of Ebla, jumping to conclusions there of what certain Bible names that may be found there. We need to look at the evidence. Be careful we don't jump to conclusions. Now, the amazing thing that happened was all these discoveries and excavations that they ran into problems. Not everything they found conformed to what it said in the Bible. For example, they could not find Ai. They found Ai, but there was no occupation during the time of Joshua. They dug down in Jericho. But there was no time matching Joshua for the walls falling down. And so a number of archaeologists saw major problems with archaeology supporting the Bible. It seemed like there were problems. Maybe some views had to be changed. The fundamentalists said the Exodus must have happened around 1400 B.C. when there's no evidence of that happening in Israel or Egypt at that time. So some scholars think it was 2 centuries later in the 12th century. So sometimes our views have to change. Today there are two main views. There are what is called the maximalists and the minimalists. The minimalists like to reject most of findings, that most of the Bible is just not true. Whereas the maximalists say, yes, there are many things that are true. And most take it from David, Solomon on, we can find evidence in archaeology. We have the Solomonic gates. And this clearly shows that there was a kingdom. The minimalists, on the other hand, will say, no, that needs to be redated 100 years later, as Finkelstein does. And there's extreme minimalists who reject most of it. Finkelstein, he is sort of in the middle, not very extreme. He thinks that most of the Bible was written at the time of Josiah. The maximalist, most maybe was written at the time of David and Solomon. Some say that we cannot confirm anything before that time. So we have these different competing viewpoints, sort of fighting it out. We have the Biblical Archaeology Review that leans towards the maximalist side. We have other minimalists like Finkelstein, who's not that extreme, and then there's Thompson, who is on the extreme side of the minimalists. But we must realize that archaeology cannot confirm or prove conclusively that the Bible is true or not true. I remember I went to audit a course at the University of Pennsylvania. They offered to the public archaeology in the Bible. And I thought, well, I may have to straighten out the teacher here because of all the archaeology that shows the Bible is to be true. But in that class, we went to the different texts outside the Bible to see what other texts in the ancient Near East said that could illuminate the Bible. And I found this fascinating, to look at texts, ancient texts that might illuminate what the Bible said. And I worked on my dissertation about the date of the Exodus, what ancient writers thought when the Exodus occurred. And it's a lot different than the viewpoints today, the fundamentalist viewpoint. the chronology different. And so we have to look at a number of things here. Just looking at the Bible text itself, we can see that there has been updates in the grammar, in the text itself, in the words, the style itself. And so we have to look and see, are these updates, additions, or was the Bible written at the time of David? Was it written at the time of Josiah? Was most of it written after the exile, during the exile, after the exile? Well, the books weren't written all at the same time. And so we have to look for the different clues to see when they were written. There's a certain type of writing before exile. There's a certain style after the exile. We can look at words used. For example, if someone says, I have a book from the 1800s, and I look at it, I start reading it, it starts talking about computers, airplanes, rockets. I know this can't be from the 1800s because they didn't exist back then. And we can do the same thing with the Bible. For example, the Philistines. They didn't come to Canaan and take control of the land till after about 1190 B.C. Yet in Genesis, it talks about the land of the Philistines. The Philistines and Abraham coming to a ruler of the Philistines. So it leads us to believe that this was written after the Philistines already had come to the land, after 1190 B.C. There are other additions. Like it talks about the Ur of the Chaldees. The Chaldees didn't exist till the time of Nebuchadnezzar. For more information on these things, you can look at our website, Finkelstein's book, The Bible Unearthed. You can find Biblical Archaeology Review and many other books on this subject that can help you out. Thank you.